Okay. And delighted to be here with all of you. For those who I haven't met yet, my name is Donna Neal. And the invitation is to bring your whole self, all of you, here for this sit. Noticing the sounds in the room as people are arriving. Noticing the sounds over Zoom, and that is most predominant. And please, working with my quiet voice, the microphone can't seem to get close enough to my mouth this morning. So, those of you who are on Zoom, if you can turn your volume up for now, that would be great. As you're noticing the arriving process, whether virtual or physical, invite you to notice what's happening in your body, hearing, sensing, seeing, and to find a posture that supports your presence here, supports a balance between relaxation and alertness. And supports your integrity of your body, your presence here in this moment. Can be helpful by starting with a couple of deeper, more intentional breaths. Releasing any excess tension on the exhale. Then tuning into attuning to the sense of presence, awareness at the forefront of your attention. Acknowledging, allowing any leftover energy or movement settling in. And including that too, including that in awareness. Turning with embodied attention, profound attention to this moment. Settling into breathing. Noticing a long breath as a long breath, a short breath as a short breath, an in-breath as an in-breath. And an out breath as an out breath. And staying in contact with the fullness of each breath. Noticing all of the little sensations as the in-breath begins. Continues at the top of the in-breath. And tuning in to the release of the out-breath. Letting go, riding the out-breath. Perhaps resting for a moment at the still point at the end of the out-breath. Tuning to the vibrancy of embodied experience. Inviting your attention to settle on the rhythmic waves of in-breathing and out-breathing. With another sensation, sound, thought, emotion becomes predominant. The invitation is to notice it, acknowledge it, and return to the primary anchor of attention. Breathing, sensation. And as you find your mind, if the attention is settled, it feels right. The invitation is to open the lens of awareness to all present moment experience flowing through. If this leads to distraction, you're most welcome to continue settling, anchored in the breath, sensations in the body. And you find your mind, your attention pulled by impulsive streams of thought. The invitation is to notice. Notice that activity as an event in the mind. And reground in a profound awareness of this moment. And in the last remaining moments of this meditation, the invitation is to gather up, recall any moments of goodness, awareness, mindfulness, peace, persistence. Gather that up and savor it. Soak it in. And anything else that arose in this meditation, the invitation is to regard it with kindness, compassion, to be with it. And to notice and appreciate even the intention towards kindness and compassion in the heart. And then casting your internal gaze outwards, wishing others well, be safe, happy, peaceful, and free. Offering those good wishes outwards, perhaps on the out breath or radiating them out like lamplight in all directions. Transition us to a short reflection. The invitation, while you're still kind of in this meditative space, is to take a moment and look at the other people in this physical room and the Zoom room, those you can see, even those you can't. Maybe smile, but the most important thing is to send them a little pulse of friendliness, goodwill, metta. Knowing that as you're doing that, others are offering the same thing to you. Thank you. So, friends, welcome on this cloudy, cool Wednesday. Tuesday, thank you. It's been a busy couple of weeks. And that is emblematic. I'm losing track of days, so please correct me. Welcome, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday in your time zone, I'm very happy you're here. And today I want to offer a reflection. It's kind of a series of images. So in the ancient teachings, the Buddha talked about forest a lot. You can think of forest almost more like a tropical jungle in ancient India. And one image that he used was of being lost in a thicket, lost in a forest. And he talked about that in terms of being lost in our own views, our own opinions, our own attitudes about things. Lost in a thicket of views, a forest of views, a jungle of views. And in that, he's talking about being lost in discursive speculation, story making, judgment making, imagining. The contrast he offers is rather than a kind of a careless attention that gets us caught up in this speculation, this mental, chatty, discursive, ungrounded level, is to drop into a deeper level of attention, profound attention, embodied attention. And he credits this kind of embodied, profound attention with his own ability to have discovered the Noble Eightfold Path, have discovered the path to liberation. So it's quite a profound difference, right? And the simile he uses for where this profound attention took him is of a skilled tracker. So a normal person goes into a thick forest, a jungle, or a thicket, and we might get lost. We're distracted thinking about something else, we're checking our phone, next thing you know, you're on the wrong path, right? A skilled tracker is completely and totally attuned to themselves and the natural environment. They're present. And the nature he's talking about is, of course, external nature somewhat, but most of all, most importantly, it's us. We are nature. We are a set of unfolding causes and conditions that came to be within us, genetic, cultural, all of these other things, to attune to our nature and what's arising, the conditions happening in the moment, is to be like that skilled tracker. The Buddha even likens himself to that skilled tracker. A person, he was able to uncover by that skill, by that presence, an ancient, ancient, overgrown path in the jungle. And that overgrown path is the path to liberation. And as he attuned to it, found it, explored it, just like the skilled tracker might go back and report to the king or the authorities or the powers that be, oh, there's this ancient city I found. Look, treasure. In the middle of the jungle, the Buddha was able to find our capacity, his capacity, and all of our capacity for awakening. So, dropping into our own nature, we are nature, attuning to our own capacity to find our way, takes that kind of profound attention. Attending to what's actually present, right here, right now. In this moment, I'm going to attend to the chat. Thank you for the sound check, T. So, the invitation for you this upcoming day, week, moment, is to see what it feels like to make that shift from the discursive, chatty, speculative level to the embodied, present, deep level. Could be by tuning into the breath, by tuning into body sensation, by recognizing what's actually happening in this moment as a thought comes to be, rather than taking that thought to be reality, knowing it as an event. Any of these are moments of dropping in to what is, what's possible in this moment. So may we all attune to our own capacity to track through our lives, to find our way, and most of all, trust our own capacity for profound attention. Thank you. We have a moment or two for announcements, and then I'll stick around for a little informal time. So are there any announcements from the Sangha today? Yes. Hi, Diane, would you like a mic?
No, I don't need a mic.
Okay.
Educator voice, big voice.
Okay, Zoom folks, can you hear Diane?
I'll just stand here so the online people can see me. So I just want to make a light touch, gentle reminder that in 34 years of Insight Santa Cruz, never has a fee been charged. And what makes that happen is you and your generosity, both for the cost of keeping a downtown center, and most importantly, here in my reminder, for making this very expensive place to live approachable, doable, if not comfortable, doable for our beloved teachers. So just a gentle light touch reminder, if you're online, donate button, you can direct your donations to either the center or the teachers here. Good old school baskets do the same, but make sure that you can already feel the love that's flowing for Dawn in her short tenure here. She's already being fully embraced by you, and she has to make a go of it in Santa Cruz to stay with us. So there's the reminder, do with it what you will, and thank you for your kind attention. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Diane. And also to invite a broader lens, the practical levels that Diane talked about are very important, and generosity can take many forms. So do with what is within your capacity. Evie, would you like to share?
I'm wondering if you have the pieces of paper that are supposed to be there about volunteer positions.
That's the next thing on my announcement list. Yes, thank you for the prompt. Let me finish the generosity riff first. It's a transition to another way of offering generosity is by your presence here, your practice here. I completely, totally believe and trust that ripples outwards into goodness in the world. And if you're so moved, an absolutely stunning form of generosity is volunteering service. I was a volunteer for the Dharma for decades before becoming a teacher, and it was an incredibly powerful practice for me. It's also a nice way to be in contact with other people who share some of your values and priorities. So I've been asked to read the list of what kind of skills we currently would like to see. And if any of these inspire you, or if you have another kind of skill you'd like to contribute, I will hand you a piece of paper with contact information on it. So we currently need newsletter support or a newsletter editor, several people who might be interested in fundraising, team members, and maybe someone who might be willing or able to lead a team. Third area is someone who can organize our wonderful greeters at the center. The fourth is someone or several someones willing to upload Dharma talks, and this can happen on your own time in your own place. So that's also a good volunteer position for someone who's online only. And then finally, someone to help me with scheduling practice discussions and other teacher-related contact stuff, which would involve closer contact with me, of course. So those are some of the opportunities. If you're interested, come up and take a little slip of paper, and we can put you in contact with the volunteer coordinator. Wonderful human being. So, yes, Catherine, project.
Okay, I would like to say that there are many opportunities coming up to sit with Dawn. One is tomorrow evening. An invitation is given to an introduction to mindfulness for Wednesday's evenings in a row. Also, there is a talk that Bob usually does on Monday evenings. This in November 6th. He's going to be gone, and Dawn will be leading the Monday night. So I hope everyone can hear that.
Thank you, Catherine. Zoom folks, could you hear that okay? Wonderful. And that's part of a larger getting to know each other process that I'm engaged in right now. So I'm going to be subbing for almost all of the groups or dropping in if it's a Dharma Friends group over the next few months. And also, if you haven't noticed already in the letter that was sent out, the letter that was sent out introducing myself to the Sangha, there were links there for practice discussions to schedule them. And there'll be more coming out in the newsletter coming up in a couple of weeks. Yes.
I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but since we have a large group today, a reminder of donations you can bring in the form of clothing. The most asked for items by homeless people are socks. So any either of your own that are in good condition or pick up a pair when you're shopping, even at the drugstore, a couple or one pair of socks would be very helpful. Warm jackets that you no longer need or use in any size, including clothes. So keep those in mind. Put things in the baskets opposite the bathrooms. If you have several items, even if you don't, you can put them in some kind of bag. It makes it a lot easier for me to collect them and get them in my car.
Thank you. What is your name?
Mai.
Mai, that's right. Nice to see you again, Mai. Online Sangha, could you hear any of that? Kind of. Okay. So Mai was just reminding us that ISC is collecting donations of warm socks and other warm clothing, all in good condition, in the large baskets across from the bathrooms in the hallway of the center. So the encouragement to bring those by if you would like to contribute to the well-being of the unhoused folks who live in this area. So, friends, it's wonderful to be with you. I will stick around for a few minutes to chat afterwards if you like, but meanwhile, I will dedicate the merit. May our practice here together be a cause and condition for greater love, liberation, freedom, and peace in our own hearts, in all of the hearts that we touch, and in the world. May all beings be free. Thank you, everyone. Bye, Zoom folks.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.